Tēnā koe. Good morning, this is Wātea News. Opposition health spokesperson Shane Retty says the new medical school Nationals promising at Waikato University will be good for Māori and the community. Labour told the university it wasn't interested in funding the project soon after it was elected in 2017, and the country's two existing medical schools say it would replicate existing facilities and isn't the best use of limited funding. But Dr. Retty says the idea of a four-year graduate medical degree rather than the current six-year program with undergraduate entry is in line with thinking around the world. He says it will be cheaper to study in Hamilton, and its rural focus will be good for Māori students and rural Māori communities.
After the first year, so 4 years, first year will be spent in Hamilton, but the next 3 years, most of your training, we somewhat make that commitment that every night you will be back with your family, back in your bed, back with your community. It's called training in place. And the way we do that is we will power up the peripheral hospitals, the Taupos, the Tokoroas, the Tekawitis, and we will send the trainers out to there, and the medical students will come to their local peripheral hospital for their clinical training.
Dr. Retty says Auckland and Otago medical schools are up to full capacity. Māori voters wishing to switch electoral rolls have until tomorrow to make their choice. Electoral Commission Chief Māori Advisor Hune Matthews says almost 13,500 Māori voters have switched rolls since the end of March, resulting in a slight increase in the Māori roll.
7,361 from the general roll to the Māori roll, 6,089 from the Māori roll to the general roll. There have been 1,830 new enrolments on the Māori roll and 971 new enrolments on the general roll, and another 20,631 people have updated their details from the information packs that we sent out to them.
Hone Matthews says first-time voters can sign on to either roll right up to election day, and the option process will resume again after the election rather than one every 5 years, as was the case before the recent law change. And Te Karanga Hape is celebrating its diversity as businesses embrace Matariki. The usual Thursday late shopping night on Karanga Hape Road will become a street party tomorrow. Spokesperson Grace Inangi says K Road's known for its kaleidoscope of cultures, and its denizens are looking forward to modifying their offerings.
And so we've got the whanau at Peachy doing their version of a boil up, usually Italian kai, but they're Māori owner operators, so they're awesome. We have some of the whanau from all around the Rore pushing up their businesses for Matariki. We've had the K Road Chronicle coming into the space, so it's going to be rich, abundant.
That's Grace Inangi, and that's Wātea News, always available on wateanews.com.